the director of the Smith Institute, and you're very welcome tonight. The seminar we have is on a new deal for a fairer society, and this is the latest in the Smith Institute's pre-election series. Last night we had Paul Miners with us talking about the banking crisis and the need for stronger corporate governance. And next week we have events on high pay and immigration. And of course you're welcome to join us. You should have some details in the packs before you. This evening we're here to discuss policies for a fairer and more equal society. And of course this is an agenda that shapes what we do at the Smith Institute here. It's also at the core of what the One Society does. And can I just say thanks to Malcolm Clark and his colleagues at the One Society for joining us tonight to support this event. It was John Smith himself, of course, who set up the Commission on Social Justice back in 1992. And I'm told by people in this building that most of the early meetings were actually held in this very room. So, you know, what goes around comes around, I suppose. The backdrop then was 13 years of Conservative rule, which I would argue saw quite a brutal widening of inequalities. Now we've had 13 years of Labour government. And we're asking ourselves once again what progress we've made and who's benefited the most. The Labour politicians, certainly that I talk to, are quite proud of what they've achieved, but how much impact Labour made on narrowing inequalities in earnings and incomes and in health and education within and between social groups is what we're addressing tonight. But perhaps most important of all, we want to look at what needs to be done to promote greater equality and to end the cycle of intergenerational poverty. These are big and important challenges and questions, and we're extremely grateful to have three excellent speakers with us to talk us through them. The format is very simple, very business-like, I hope. Professor John Hill's on my left, the director of LSE's Centre for Analysis of Social Exclusion and chair of the government's National Equality Panel, which published its report in January, will go on first. Then Professor Kate Pickett on my right here, the Director of the Equality Trust and co-author of the Spirit Level, I'll give it its full title, Why More Equal Societies Almost Always Do Better, will follow. And then to wash up at the end, Francis O'Grady, my far right, the Deputy General Secretary at the TUC and a member of the Low Pay Commission, will give us her perspective. Now, all going well, we hope to open the session up for questions for half an hour, finish at 7:30, and then you're all welcome to join us for some Smith Institute drinks and nibbles in the room outside. John, speeding things along, can you kick us off, please?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing I want to say, mainly because it'd be a bit different from everything else I say, is to strike a note of optimism. I think it's very important to recognise that policies and people can make a difference. We published a review a year ago called Towards a More Equal Society? My colleagues and I, and we looked back at the impact of policies in the period since 1997 up to effectively before the crisis in 2008. If one looks at the 1999 to 2004 period in particular, inequalities did narrow in the UK, and much of that was a result of explicit policies. First, tax benefit, tax credit policies were redistributive. Second, and the result of that and other changes was that for the first time in 30 years, there was significant income growth at the bottom of the distribution, if you look in particular at the first 5 years of the Labour government. At the same time, public services were improving, and given that the impact of public services like health and education, what we sometimes call the social wage, is at least universal, if not pro-poor, when you add in those potential benefits, that added to the narrowing of inequality over that period. The national minimum wage clearly made a difference to pay at the bottom, particularly for women. And a whole series of initiatives were set in place in that period, which have potential long-term benefits to